there's only 13 people, up to 13 people can be on that committee. But usually when you get a committee of that size and many people at it, it becomes a talking shop, and that's my biggest fear. Now, what they have done in relation to the taking the responsibility away for or the JPC's Joint Precinct Committee, and they've tried to incorporate that into it. Now, as far as I can see, that's only diluting actually what that committee done. That committee, the Joint Policing Committee, when it was up and running, it meant that the legal or that the people's representative that was there with the councillors was able to ask the questions on behalf of their communities and get the answers directly from the chief superintendent. And then you didn't have it there, you'd have it back for the next meeting. Whereas this, you're going to have a member on Garda Síochána sitting on this committee, but you're not going to have somebody of the rank as the chief superintendent has. And I just feel myself that it is. I'm very cautious in relation to it, Catherine, and I'm kind of worried that the dilution of the diet, that'll dilute the whole responsibility with the councillors and the Joint Policing Committee that they had, that working relationship. I think it'll dilute that, and that is my biggest fear. Now, one thing that going in there, or going into this meeting, it means that it's something I can keep my eye open on, or whatever else, and try and keep it as tight as possible. But I do have my concerns in relation to it.
And it comes against the backdrop of a number of worrying incidents and crime in Sligo that you yourself have raised concerns about in recent months, Councillor Gibbons. At a time, perhaps, maybe you've just outlined that this partnership might dilute the communication between yourselves and Garda Síochána, where, in fact, arguably, it could and should be stronger at this point.
I think myself that it should. Reality, it's like everything else, Catherine. If we don't have dialogue directly with the sources of who can resolve these problems, in other words, the Garda Síochána, I think myself that it's a fruitless battle, because the reality is what crime is on the streets, the public will come to us, they'll raise issues with us about half that, and maybe we're in an area where you have where you will get antisocial behaviour, and there's certain families that there is antisocial behaviour involved with, and that is where we were able to put pressure on the Gardaí with look into these matters. The other aspect, as you know yourself, there was the petrol attacks. We've seen a number of them. We've seen a number of them in Sligo. People are still out there, they're scratching their heads. They don't know, like, when this is going to happen again. And as well as that, the reality, we're not seeing the Garda on the beat. And that was one thing that we were able to do when the ordinary Garda was walking around the town or seeing in the community Garda or whatever. Their presence made an awful difference. We were able to keep the pressure on Garda Síochána through these joint policing committees, which is something, as I said, has been diluted.